Kaf Kuf Yud. We did Siftal, but we didn't do the Mishaburas and Siftal yet. So holding Mishaburas of Kut and Tess Zion. So the issue over here was hanging the Mishmeris. You can't hang up this Mishmeris. It was like a strainer. You can't hang this up on Yom Tov. So what does that mean? Ain't Mishmeris Agabi Kli Be'igol. You spread out, there's a larger Kli in some type of a container, but beneath it, you spread out the strainer. It was made out of cloth. You would very fine cloth, finely woven cloth. You spread it out over the kli circularly, and v'nasa ka'oyal achalala kli. Shemhachi osu. So the issue is because it's connected with the idea that it becomes like an oil. And we consider the Chazal considered like a uvda d'chol, which you can't do. So you can't set it up on Yom Tov. However, if it was there already from before Yom Tov, you're allowed to put in the shmorim to strain them. We didn't answer the straining; we just answered the hanging up of the strainer. Yud Zayin. Now, well, why is the malach involved over here? It's a form of borer. So it should be told in the shayla of Efshel Asos Mir of Yom Tov. So Mishabur says it is. So it's part of the Echol Nefesh process. Marid be'ovin shim hoyo oseh me'esma l'hoyo toiv kol kach. If you had you done it before Yom Tov, would not have been tasted so tasty. Dev hoki oseh mishum barer. Otherwise, it's l'chare. This is bona barer. It's mamash malacha barer. So some a type of filtering which there's no benefit of doing it immediately prior or earlier on, so it's going to be usher. So let's say I want to filter out, there's some little sediment in the water. Now water doesn't taste any better if you filter immediately prior, you filter it the day beforehand. So you'd have to filter it beforehand.
Before Yom Tov,
yeah. The Kumagabi Khar the Gimel that if you could have done it before and you have to. Because we saw before in the Siman Tav Sadi Hey that even in scenarios which is Efshel Asos Mir of Yom Tov, if you didn't do it before Yom Tov, you should have and you could have, you're allowed to do it in Yom Tov Ayyadeh Shinoi. So Shinoi would be Matur. So we're also Shinoi would be Matur. Now, the Bir Locha raises a question over here that we need to understand something. Over here, we saw before that to do Berer on Yom Tov is Mutter, but we said you cannot do it with a Napa and a Kvara. Right? So we saw that both in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, that a Napa and a Kvara is also to use. So what's the difference between using a nap and a kvara and using a mishameris? The kvara is the same thing. It's a kli which is made for the purpose of filtering. So why is this filtering mutter with the kli and that filtering is also? So the Bir Loch over here in Dibur Maskel Mutter Litim Hashemorim L'Sananon asked the question. So let's look at that short Bir Loch over there. So after having malacha gemura. Even though this is a full bona fide malacha, your mamash took a malacha with a kli, the normal way of doing it, it's mamash a malacha. Kedisa b'shas, v'yamtav mutter mishum dehavim echol nefesh. This is part of the echol nefesh process, and it's mutter. It's not the difference in baking, it's a malacha gemara in Shabbos, and baking is mutter and yamtav. V'alvagav deleel oyser, oser bur ayade napo kvora. We also doing bur with a kli, with a sieve or a sifter. Hasa mishum and the ayyade kalim elu derek lasers yamim harbe, havik ein kitsira utchino. So this goes back to what we discussed many times, the loch at the beginning of Sub-Sadi Hey, that malachas which are normally done for a longer period of time, larger amounts for, which are to last a longer period of time, you cannot do on Yom Tov. So nap and kvar in general were used in that way. Avokan, afshu ayyade kli, derek lasers lafishah. What you would do is you would filter out as you're planning to drink, you would filter it out. So therefore it doesn't have that history even with the Ayyadeh Kli. Then the Shulchan Aruch said further, Yud Ches, Umar Matal, you can make an excuse to hang up the Mishameris. for the purpose of holding reminder minutes, and then later on, once it's already up, you could use it for filtering. In a case it wasn't there before Yom Tov, you could use it. You can hang it up to use it as a way to hold some reminder. And then afterwards, you can use it for Shmur. Litim a reminder, but not simple reminder. And you have to actually use them for reminder. If you didn't actually use it for something else, so that's only mutter because you actually used it. Now, okay. In other words, in the parasha, this is a lach because of the haroma shabai. In other words, so you're only going to allow the haroma if there was some actual real usage for something else. Then the Hagar said, "Shadeni sinon b'yom tov kama b'shabbos." What's it referring to? Chaf. The mentor kama b'shabbos. The Romans b'zel amashim avur le'el b'sim and shlom b'sef yuda osha l'san amayim b'sudar mishum libun. There's another problem over here, which you want to filter the water, but, you know, while you're cleaning out the water from the impurities in the water, you're also, the water is washing through the cloth and cleaning out the cloth. And then that would apply to Yom Tov also. So there's no heter v'chol nefesh on the malach of libun. Okay. Simon Tov. What? You can't do libun.
Where is that?
Chaf. Okay. Sif hay. A person can't make cheese on Yom Tov. Because that's not what you could have done beforehand. So not only can you not make the cheese, but you can't even start the process of the curdling process on Yom Tov. So the process is you curdle the milk, and then after the milk is separates into the curds, you take the curds and you press them, and that's how you make your cheese. And then different cheeses have different processes after that point in time. But the first step of the curdling, so you can't make the cheese, which is taking the pieces and pressing it together, making it into a cheese. You can't even curdle the milk. So the way you would do that normally is, let's say, be putting either put a acid into the milk, or you would put a rennet into the milk. Either one of those two would be the process of would be awesome. You can't make butter either, which is made by agitating the milk. Chaf aleph, and there's a gavina b'yamtiv. The gavina mali tvei kashi yeshanim. Cheese tastes better when it's older. So you can't say, well, I wanted to do it, make it fresh, because the point is it tastes better when it's not fresh. Can harvelay the mebed kadam yamtiv. You should have made the cheese before yamtiv. If you lose in person the servant, the besimin top said he had dechol nefesh atzam mutar. If you lo hoye efshel asosir kadam yamtiv. Second shot. That the chara, but we had an opinion before. The Shulchan Aruch said, the Tav said, "Hey, when it comes to actual echol nefesh, not to machshir echol nefesh, but actual food preparation, even if it's possible to do before Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov." The Ramos did not like that, but the Mechaber said like that. So according to the Mechaber, a person should be allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov because it's echol nefesh mamish. So even you could have done it beforehand, you're allowed to still do it on Yom Tov. No. Over here, it's also so it becomes ubdu d'chol. Okay. Fiza filu e efshar loy lasosim kadam yamtiv yesh lamer the osur miayir eshina yesh lahakol. So that's the argument. Even in case you had no opportunity to do it beforehand. So it still would be also because of the Uzzah the Chol issue.
So do we go? I think you said this earlier in the past few days, but do we go according to the Ramah then, that if we could have done it Erev Yom Tov and we waited till Yom Tov and there's no issue of taste or anything, we should do it with the Shinoi?
Correct. Okay. That is what we do. Now, there's an interesting question over here. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the person making cheese, what malacha is involved in making cheese? What's the malacha involved in making cheese? So the Gemara says the malacha is boneh. Right? Which sounds like pretty interesting. Why is it boneh? Because no pun intended, the foundation of the malacha boneh is to take pieces and build them together into one unit. That's the malacha boneh. You take bricks and you make a wall out of it, whatever it is. So taking the pieces and I compress them together and I make one big unit. So the more calls that give me, the megabein is chayav because of boneh. L'char boneh isn't one of the malachas which is mutter for achol nefesh purposes. So I can tell you very simply that it should be also to make cheese on Yom Tov. You know, it says obdur chol, you could have done it beforehand. It's not mutter. You know. So there's a tosis in Shabbos. Tosis says the other way around. That we have a klal matosha hutcha l'tzarach hutcha namashel l'tzarach a malacha which is mutter on Yom Tov l'tzarach achol nefesh is ready mutter for other tzarachim also. So he says l'chara if making cheese is boina and cheese is mutter because it's achol nefesh, so then who would then I could do binyan on Yom Tov for other purposes also, valid personal needs. So if I'm freezing and I want to build a house to make myself warm, so Tosha goes on around. But all the Rishonim, that's assuming that any malacha will get a het to echol nefesh. We've been seeing now that that's not true. Many malachas don't get that to echol nefesh because the derech is duli amim harbe, etc. Which so boina normally that would be true. So the chara that wouldn't be true. So why isn't boina being used over here? So the chayodim, Mosef Dirsha, we quote the chayodim. So the case was it wasn't built in a way which looks like boina. If you remember your pictures from your social studies books, you go into these stores and they have these big cheeses there, you know. So that's mamash. It's rigid level pieces and they press it together to make it. That's mamash boina. But you make some cheese. You press out the liquid and you let the cheese become a cheese. That's not mamash boina. Okay. Chaf Beis. Vein Mamidim. Vein Mamidim. So you can't even curdle it. Tano Ayude Keva, or Yashari Devorim. Either you'd put it in a keva. Keva was, one of the ways you curdle milk is that a calf and the calf's stomach, the calf drinks milk, so it has an enzyme inside of its stomach which has the ability to process the milk and make the milk, so that enzyme is called rennet or rennin. And it's so. If they shaft the calf and you take out the contents of the stomach, say, in the liquid inside of the stomach, that's called keva. Keva is actually referring to the stomach, but for these purposes, yaradeya, the contents in the calf's stomach can be used to curdle milk because it has the enzyme in it. It has the liquid of the enzyme in it. And that's called keva. And actually, not only can the contents, but if you would take the wall of the stomach lining, cut a strip of it off, it also has the enzyme in it. That's called or keva. That's called the literally the leather of the keva, but so you would curdle it with keva, which is one type of making cheese, or shari devorim, or other types of things. We usually would just with acid. Acid also causes milk to curdle. She's kabas a chol of yikba isparakum. So what happens is the milk parts. Well, part of it will harden, and part of it will, the kum, the whey, will separate out. The curds and the whey will separate. We can also also siravitzko. What is siravitzko? Tanush noisin ma'at chaymitz b'cholim kadesh yisparu ameichol. If you add some vinegar, it will be the same issue. Now, what's the malach yirval? What malach is that is preventing this act of curdling it? Is that huberer mamish? This is done for yamim harbe, and it's barer because you're separating the curds from the whey. That's what this is. How you separate the curds from the whey? So he raises the question, do we consider this, that this is a malacha deraisa, and therefore a chel of Hashem b'sakana would be also to do for him, or this is only a derabonon, since it's derech l'shem b'sakana harbe, so it looks like a chazal aser at mirabonon b'mikra, then it's really ochel nefesh, and it's mutter. So that's the question of the prima gadim. Nafkamina is, would a Jew be allowed to do it for chayla she'ain boi sakana? Sharatzin points out in Chav, that the imhemed, Vashem Elchus Shabbos, the imhemed cholav b'mokum cham, k'dei she'yak yikpo, gam zeh b'chal bur. Even adding any type of agents, but just putting it in the warm place, which also causes it to curdle and separates the curd from the whey, also would be considered barer. Okay, Chav Gimel. Uden Enos and Chema, you can't make cheese either on Yom Tov. Atam Gam Ken Mishum Barer V'chinal. So it's also from a barer, you get the fats, whereas the cheese is basically made from the protein, in the milk, the butter is made from the fat, but it's the same thing. You're separating the butter out from the rest of the milk through the agitation process. Even through a non-Jew would be also to do. And Pasha, again, this is something which in the Derech is to do with the Yomim Harbe. You wouldn't make butter every time you want a little bit of butter. You would make butter one time for a while. Some say that we're making the tzarach kadal. So she says, so what's the issue over here? Take a look at the Shart Zion. So some people are matter it. It's Chav Gimel. Two lines on the bottom. The Taz and the Merksia, but Tamim do shoes to shoes of Tzarech Mitzvah. You're allowed to have a guy do it for you because it's an Emir La'akum and they hold it in Sitra Bonan, Tzarech Mitzvah. He says you should only be makel on that, but Tzarech got a very large need. Why? That's the Rashi, the Burr who Malacha the Raisa, Bavari and Lahokal Yere Akum. If you hope the Burr is Malacha the Raisa and Yamtiv, so the Emir La'akum and the Raisa is also. Kosh Kazav Chayotim. Unless he has nothing else to eat, mamish, to be his only food. So there's not a real need to do it. You shouldn't do it because it could be it's a deraisa, it could be the simchas yomtiv is not so significant. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the second wide line of the Mishnah Berurah. Mutalikla mitzivcha gimel. Mutalikla ba'atzma shuma atzof al panei cholam. The cream separates out in the milk, and the cream floats to the top. And I want to scoop off the cream, shekaron semet in it. That was called like a cream. So you're allowed to scoop that, take that off of the top of the milk. I feel about Shabbos. He's been on Shabbos, but Baraka Shigia Samach Lecholov Yizar Laniach Ksas Mesmetana Imacholov Shalamata Kamosha Kosabas Mishin Yotes Sif Yudal. So that if you take it exactly perfectly at the layer where the two of them meet, you have a burrow problem because at the point where the smet, where the cheat, where the cream touches the milk, that's a place of a taruvis. And you're they would use a clea to do this. So it's burr, the good from the bad. You want the cement, you don't want the milk. ayre kli, which is osur. So you have to leave a layer of the smetana on top of the milk, and not take that layer. This is all if you want to use it for that day. So on Shabbos you would also this would be true on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You want to use it for Shabbos or Yom Tov. If it's not, you have no need for it on Shabbos, so it's a chana.
Okay.
Either Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'mein et tzorach loy. He doesn't need it. Rak shechersha sheyafsid v'iskalkal. If it sits too long together with the milk, it starts to deteriorate. You want to take it off and put it away. So, mutlas zayde akum kumosha kozer submission zayin sefei. So mir la akum anachana is mutter if there's a need. So not only is there's a heter to take off the cheese, the cream, but it's also mutter to make butter. If that's the only way you feel that you would be able to maintain its integrity, and that shouldn't be miscalculated. Okay.
To maintain the integrity of what? So what should be miscalculated?
The milk with the cream. You want to make it into butter, because otherwise you feel that the mixture will be miscalculated. The cream which you want to make into butter will be miscalculated. Okay, vav. And gezen is a yoruk b'misparayim shadarkan lechotkam behemin amechuber. So you have vegetables which are already out of the ground, and you have some of the tops of the leaves you want to cut off, and you take a scissors, you cut them off. They have like a certain designated type of shears that you would use. But that, if that's the same type of shears that you use to cut them off from the ground, from where they're attached to the ground, so people will think that you're cutting it off the ground, or that's a malacha d'oraisa. So they say you can't do that. Can't do it even if it looks like it. Chaf dalad. Es a yorek pirish. A tolu shetomad, a vegetable which is detached. Sheesh b'roshi olin nerkov. And it has the tips of the ends of the leaves are starting to be nerkov, to rot. So it goes in b'tis b'roshalim. You can't use the regular scissors. So a person will see him doing that, will think, oh, you just cut it off the ground. Zion. So, I don't know exactly what these foods are, but Mesakin is Akundis v'hakovayos. You're allowed to process these types of foods, even though it's a big tircha in processing them. But so you're allowed to process them because it's loichol nefesh, and they didn't answer that. Hagol mutar l'miloach harba chetichos snoim b'yom tov b'miritzal la'ochlan alfa pisha osur b'shabbos b'yesh machmirim. So on Shabbos, one of the avos malachos is ma'abed, and under the umbrella of ma'abed is the malacha of salting something. The idea behind ma'abed is that the process of ibud is to remove liquid. Liquid is what causes things to deteriorate. Something which is totally dry will not be in this calcul. That's why the Dead Sea Scrolls lasted so long. They're in such a dry place. There's no liquid, things remain intact. Liquid causes chemicals. So if I want to maintain something for a long time, be it leather, or be it meat, or be it whatever it is, if I salt it and take out all of the liquid, it lasts for that much longer. That's the beef jerky that they used to take along on their travels. So that goes under the malacha of ma'abid, which was preserving, the processing something to be able to preserve it for long periods of time. So salting is part of the process. So Chazal answered, if I have vegetables that I want to eat for a meal, so I can't lay out all the vegetables and salt them at one shot and then eat them, but I can do them one at a time. So I can put out, take salt and eat, put it on a piece of cucumber, then eat it and keep doing that. That's fine. But I can't lay out 50 pieces of cucumber, salt all of them, and then eat them. So you can't do that on Shabbos. So there's some, well, the first opinion of it says it's mutter on Yom Tov. The Yeshua Chirim says it's also on Yom Tov also. So what's this all about? What's the machlokes? Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Hei. So let's see first, the first issue was that you're allowed to be misak on the kundas and the akovayos. She has tried particularly that their process of making them edible was significant. It's still bashar, it's still mutter. Davi akol, it's all part of the achol nefesh process, and that's mutter. Within salat and yorok mar, bitter type of a lettuce, and the Gemara already says that the bitterness was in the liquid. You want to squeeze it out a little bit and get, and that'll make it taste better. She allowed to squeeze it to get the liquid. What the lohitzi may be allowed to squeeze out the liquid. That's ochel nefesh. So the team, though, we said before that it's usher to squeeze fruit on Yom Tov, but this is that's squeezing fruit to get the liquid. Here you're squeezing the lettuce to remove the liquid and wait and throw the liquid out. So that's not the blach of schita of dosh. Dosh is that you're breaking on the part to use the item, or you're not planning to use the item at all. So it's not a blach of dosh. So that's mutter, actually could be even mutter on Shabbos. Chavav, Avish, also for Shabbos. So he said that to salt many pieces at one time is also, Kaliyavasim, Mishin, Chavav, Sakimel, Beyamtev, Mutter. Shabbos is also Beyamtev, is Mutter, the Yavshal, Asashim, Mir, Yamtev, it's Echol Nefesh. And it was not possible to do before Yamtev, because if you do before Yamtev, they would dry out too much, or they would not, you know, they would wither. It wouldn't be edible. So you want to have your fresh cucumbers and salt them right then, so that's Mutter. That's the first opinion. Veyeshachirim, Chav, Zayin, Yeshachirim. Some say it's osir. Tam the Asher Limloch Kol Chatichah B'fnei Atzma B'toyv Lochish the Dibrei Lachatchila. So it's not a real bona fide Echol Nefesh need, because you could salt them one by one like you do by Shabbos and then eat them as such. Therefore, you should be machmer to be machmer on that. Okay, the next three halachas really go together. You can salt each one at a time?
Because you could salt each slice at a time.
Right. Okay. The next three halachas deal with we're seeing that part of the issue which we're seeing here in the sermon is a concept called Uvdat Chol. Chazal limited, even though he had cases which are mutter and yom tov, really there's no malacha issue. Chazal said not to do it because it looks like you're doing it in a weekday fashion. It looks like you're doing it in the tzarcho. So one of the malachas which the next day we'll talk about is a malacha of hutzah, of carrying. So on a carry in yom tov, so even though hutzah is mutter and yom tov, but if it looks like it's uvdat chol or tzarcho, it's going to be aser. Say ches. Even though it's permitted to do hitzah on Yom Tov, to carry an item out from one rishus to the other on Yom Tov, even though it's not the tzarich echol nefesh, the more lashon is once they're matzav echol nefesh, they're matzav for other purposes also. So I can carry a siddur to shul. Generally, I don't eat siddurim, right? So it's not echol nefesh. I carry a lulav and esrog to shul. I don't carry; I'm not eating them. So, but it's mutter. So even though it's not the tzarich echol nefesh, it's still mutter. But lo yisa masos kedar lus kedar shasta b'chol. You can't carry large amounts. Do it in a way you do it in a weekday fashion. Ketzad, and maybe kada yayin mi mokum l'mokum. Person's carrying containers of wine from one place to the other.
Or tzarich l'shanus.
On the tzarich l'shanus, you have to do it in a different way. Ketzad, maybe kada yayin. Thank you, sir.
Well,
mi mokum l'mokum. Well, you're being basala bakupa, you can't bring them in a large basket, which they normally would do. Losses the secha arba chemishakadim. We take four or five jugs of the wine. So the kadim are like jugs. pitchers, jugs. What you do is you put them into a box, and you carry four or five of them at one time. That'd be the normal way of doing it. So that you can't do. You could put them on your shoulder. You could carry them in front of you, one in each hand, one or two. You can't carry this whole container with so many of them. Because that's an azavi, he's doing it for yamta purposes. If you're taking a whole big box, we don't know why you're doing it. It's all talking about you're transporting them from one out of the house into the streets of the city. But from within the house itself, we do not aser. We do not even aser. Within the chotzer, we do not aser. So the Mishmur of Chesel Yavim Basal, feel of the Tzarech Shtiyas Yavim, even though you're doing it for today, it's aser. Mashmi Avodas HaKadosh, this is Hebrew called Avodas HaKadosh, written by the Rashba, actually. It's partially talking about Hilchos Yomtev and Hilchos Erevin. So the two topics of the Sefer. So the Sefer Avodas HaKadosh, I feel the Mirtza, Lita, Masecha, Tzal, Rak Shnayim, Yom Ken Osir. I want to use the basket, but only put two kadim in the basket. I can carry two kadim, one in each hand, so I want to put in the basket, two kadim. Also Osir. We're using the basket of the Shulchanorach. Even though Shulchanorach's case was a large, was four or five, it's lavdach. Even two would be usher one inside the cell.
Inside the what?
Inside of the cell, inside of the basket. Yimokel amokim, you're moving it from one place to another. So that means you're going out into the streets, into the alleyways. People are there. People will see you schlepping, and that's going to be an insult to Yom Tov. Looks like you're doing it for weekday purposes. But within the chotzer or within the house, it's a mutter. Shar v'chol inyan. I feel like yes, mer bovach hamishah kadam. And that's mutter even more than five, four or five kadam. Now he's going to tell you an interesting din. Not only is it mutter in that situation, but it, over there, that situation is Yosef Toiv Hula Halach Harba Beyachad Mishyaluch Maat Maat Vistarach Laharbas Behiluch. In that sense, schlepping all of them at one time is better than schlepping them one by one, because since you don't have the problem of people misinterpreting it because it's in the house, so they didn't ask for that situation. So it's better we would be mamayat the person's tircha walking back and forth and just let him carry it all at one time would be more appropriate. Okay.
Tess.
Amalek is a tavern, lo yavshal is a kupa lachar, velo not the biyadu. A person is carrying straw, say, put it into a kupa, into a box. You can't carry it over your shoulder. Sling it over your onto your back, which is what you normally would do. But rather, you have to carry it in front of you, that's the way that it shows that it's not the normal way. The vital is this issue of ki uvdu l'chol. It's like an uvdu l'chol. Take a look at the Shard C in Lamed Gimel. So he says, Ken Rashi Berambam, Rashi hit them, Rashi makes it a little bit more flavorful. He adds a little bit of spice. Shoganali Yamtiv, the engineer can miskam on the Malacha Rabbah, the Halach Mimokam Racha Kederacho. The fact that you're using a box, that indicates you plan to go a long distance or a large amount, and those are things which are not really so yantiv thick, so that's why they asked it. Yod. Chen Masol Shadarkan Lisa Oyson Bemoit. Something which is normally carried on a moat, in the translation is a litter, which means like poles, which you would use to put on the people's shoulders, and two people's shoulders, and they would use it to carry things beneath them. It's called. Those things you normally carry in a moat, let's say a yoke, or it would also be a yoke, you carry it on the yoke, you have to put it over your back. Things you put on your back, you should put on your shoulder. Things that go on your shoulder usually, you saw son, but the fun of you carry it in your hands. Or you first lay and beg it. Or alternatively, they allowed you to carry it in the normal place that you in your body where you normally use this weight. We have to like spread a garment on top of it. That acts as the shinui. Anything which is considered, you're doing it a different way. If there's a lot of people coming and you need to get right away for what they need, you can't start redoing it in a different fashion which will slow you down. You have to do it quickly. You do it in a normal fashion. He's also talking about the person carrying it, don't talk about the animal carrying it. Person carrying it, we're going to say that there's some type of a terim by changing how you normally do it, but there's not a head to do it ayah behem. That there is a dinner, she says behem. Let's do Yud Aleph and then we'll leave the Shabbos for tomorrow. So you can't carry wood not wrapped up in a chevel, not in a box, not in a machzelis, wrapped up in a mat. You could either carry it in some type of mitpachas, which is like a garment you wouldn't usually normally use to wrap up wood, or becheko, you carry it on your chest. So that's, but you can't. All of these, the issue over here is the ulul chol element of donkey. You shouldn't carry it in a weekday type of fashion.